Greetings and welcome into the Why Struggle podcast. I am your host, Barbara J. Face, and we are here with 15 Pips. A Wednesday is. Okay, thank you. Welcome in. We are meditating live in our group on Facebook called A Slice of Silence. And we do that daily at 6:30 a.m. Monday through Friday, at 9 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. So welcome in. Go ahead and light your candle. I am going to use my rose water from Miko Candles, who is Milan, one of our pips. It is already burning. And light your candle. We light a candle to remind us we are the light we choose to see in the world. We can only be the light and the vision that we have with the eyes that we have. So we want to keep ourselves in a good space. So I hope you are in a good space. And if not, hopefully by the end you will be in a better space. So we're going to get started. Last week the card we had was Seek, the card for the week. We do a card for the week and a card for the day. So today is Monday. We will start the week off using our card deck from Melissa Reyes, who I met on Anchor, which is where I host my podcast. And the card that came up is Elevate. It popped on out. Elevate. When you lift yourself up, everyone around you is lifted to a higher level. So that is the card for the week. Look at that beautiful balloon. These are all Melissa's images. So when you lift yourself up, everyone around you is lifted to a higher level. That is the truth, and that is the card of the week. So let's see what we get for today. We're using our Louise Hay Wisdom cards for today. So let's see what we get for today. And go ahead and settle in. We'll be meditating about 20 minutes. Once we get started, part of that will be in silence. Meditation will begin with this tone. You'll hear a slightly different tone at the end of the meditation. And just begin loosening your body up. You can do your shoulders as I'm just move your body so you can be nice and settled before we sit down, or you're probably seated or lying. Good morning, Beverly Wesley. And just get comfy. All right, so we looks like we have 16 people in thus far. Thank y'all for being partners in practice. If you are new, partners in practice stands for PIPS, or PIPS stands for partners in practice, because we are partners and I am simply your guide. I thank you for meditating with me. We've been doing this daily since August 30th, 2018. Have not missed a day, and I'm grateful for the consistency. And it reminds me I can be consistent in my life and all things when I put my mind to it, because I never thought I'd be doing this. But I'm excited and grateful to have you here with me. I am willing to learn something new every day. I cannot learn other people's lessons for them. They must do the work themselves, and they will do it when they are good and ready. I added that. They will do it when they are ready. And as my mom would say, when they are damn ready. So I cannot learn other people's lessons for them. They must do the work themselves now, and they will do it when they are ready. I am willing to learn something new every day. And that may or may not be something new for you, but it's a good reminder. Hello, Yvette Lee. Welcome in. We just had this card a couple weeks ago, so let's stay in the memory of knowing that I'm willing to learn something new every day. I cannot learn other people's lessons for them. They must do the work themselves, and they will do it when they are ready. As well as elevate, when you lift yourself up, everyone around you is lifted to a higher level. So when we elevate our mindset and recognize that I can only manage myself, it is a beautiful thing. Not only when we know it, when we embody it. And embodying it means that not only do we know it and recognize it and live it, it becomes a natural part of how we show up in the world. So let's get ready to meditate, my pips. We begin with this tone, and let's do it. Let's open our arms wide and then take our left shoulder up to our left ear, our right shoulder to our right ear. Just wiggle your shoulders, loosen your shoulders up like you're doing a wave motion. do that a few times, and then we stop, press our arms out like we're pressing against two imaginary walls, so we would look like the letter T, and gently go side to side, just saying good morning to the liver on the right, good morning to the spleen on the left, hello kidneys in the back, and then take your arms behind you, opening up the shoulder creases to say good morning to the lungs. We take a deep breath in as we extend our belly, hold slightly at the top of that breath, and then we release with a loud audible sigh. And we do that three times. So deep breath in and out. Deep breath in and out. Deep breath in and out. Now bring your arms, wrap yourself in your arms. Begin to move in a circular motion, front, side, back, side. Front, side, back, side. Do that a few times in one direction. Pat yourself on the back and then go the other direction. And we're going to come in a moment and stop, and we'll hug ourselves and we'll say our name three times, and I love you. So we do that three times. So Barbara, I love you. Squeeze, smile. Barbara, I love you. Squeeze and smile. Barbara, I love you. Squeeze and smile. And you can relax your arms now, but on the way down, just hug your shoulders and just say, body, I love you. Thank you for getting me around planet Earth. Thank you so much for all the work you do this day. You can relax your arms down. As we begin to connect with our senses, we tune in and notice what we see by looking up in front of us and looking around, look behind us, look down, look to the left, and then we come back. We begin to tune into our sense of smell by taking a deep breath in, noticing what aromas, fragrances, scents, odors may be in the air. Allow your shoulders to drop down and relax. And then allow your eyes to close and begin to tune into your sense of hearing. Notice whatever sounds may be close or far. Relaxing with a gentle breath. And then check in with your sense of taste by noticing any taste that may be lingering in your mouth. Then begin rubbing your hands together as we connect with the heart chakra energy right in the palms of our hands. Rub them nice and firm. Feel that heat and energy that you're creating. And you'll place your hands on your body wherever you feel drawn. And if you can, leave them there for the duration of the meditation. And then just check in with any feelings or sensations you feel after connecting your hands to your body. Again, the shoulders are relaxing down. You're connecting with your breath, breathing in and breathing out. Thinking of the card for the week, Elevate. When you lift yourself up, everyone around you is lifted to a higher level. Ask yourself the question, How can I elevate myself this week? Put that question out there. When we ask our questions, the brain wants to find an answer. It may be now or it may be later. How can I elevate myself this week? And then the card for today is, I am willing to learn something new every day. Check with yourself and see if learning something new is something you can do without thinking, or if it's something that requires you to really focus on. How can I learn something new today? What can I learn new today? Open yourself up to being able to receive where you can learn something new, and elevate yourself. Every day we have new opportunities, and every day we are running into new people, or connecting with new people, or being in contact with people. And there's always something to new. It could be learn something new about someone you didn't know something about. It could be someone you know and learning something new about them. You know, there's the old adage that goes, learn something new every day. And this is definitely in that spectrum. So when we open ourselves up to being able to learn something new, we open our hearts to expand. So let's just send a little energy to our heart to keep us open today. Because when our heart is open, we send out this beautiful, loving energy. And people are noticing, people begin to notice our openness. So we'll send some loving energy to our heart space, which is right in the center of our chest. And we'll focus on the color pink, which is one of the colors there, soft carnation pink. So imagine that color is the size of a quarter, and it continues to expand every time we send some loving energy there. So we'll breathe in and we'll use the tone for the heart, which is yam. So imagine that color is the size of a quarter. Let's breathe in, and on the out breath we use the tone yam. So breathe in. Open my heart today. Breathe in and yam. Breathe in. Yam. I'm willing to learn something new every day. Breathe in. Yam. It is safe for me to open my heart and to love. Breathe in and yam. Breathe in. Is my natural birthright. Breathe in. As we move into our slice of silence, just allow yourself to be open to answer the questions. How can I elevate myself today? And what can I learn new today? And it's not always in the silence, but it is because of the silence. We receive answers when we open ourselves up to be ready to receive. So I'll return shortly. Just allow yourself to sit and breathe and be with whatever comes up. Let's begin moving our bodies into a space where we are becoming aware of where we are. Begin rubbing your hands together. And we're going to place our hands in our heart space as we end with our affirming words. So feel free to listen to these affirming words or just let them wash over you. So hands in your heart space. I am safe and all is well in my world. Today I create the day I desire to live. I trust my inner guidance to take me where I need to be next. I am willing to learn something new every day. My heart is open. It is safe for me to love. I am loving. I am loved. I am lovable. I speak kind and loving words to myself today. The vision for my life is clear and I move with ease and grace. My connection to my higher power sustains me. I trust that the right people show up at just the right time. And I know that everyone loves me and always wants to help me. Now open your eyes. Notice how you feel in your body and place your hands in prayer hands. We clap and say thank you 9 times. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And take a bow to everyone that is in practice with us. Today's card is, I am willing to learn something new every day. I cannot learn other people's lessons for them. They must do the work themselves, and they will do it when they are ready. And today, or the weekly card is, elevate. When you lift yourself up, everyone around you is lifted to a higher level. So carry those thoughts with you today and notice what you're learning. Notice how you're elevating yourself. And just, if you can, get out in Mother Nature, stop and breathe and savor life, because it starts with you. It starts with me. One breath, one thought, one deed. We are here tomorrow at the same time, signing off the podcast. So thank you for joining us and namaste. Greetings and welcome to your card commentary for September 20th, 2021. The word for the week is elevate. When you lift yourself up, everyone around you is lifted higher. Inspired by A Year in Bloom by Melissa Reyes. Elevate, raise or lift something to a higher level, higher position. Where in your life can you elevate? Where in your life needs to be raised up to a higher level? Maybe your health or relationships, spiritual practices. Take some time to ask yourself that question. Post an emoji if you will answer the question, if you will ask the question. September 20th, I am willing to learn something new every day. I cannot learn other people's lessons for them. They must do the work themselves and they will do it when they are ready. Being an LLL, lifelong learner, I get excited about learning. I love sharing what I've learned, and that has opened up new things in my life. Have you ever heard of audio description? It is an accessibility feature that makes a visual verbal for the blind. I am honored to have trained and now share my voice as an audio description narrator for several projects. If you are interested in learning more about some of these projects, just DM or check out my YouTube channel playlist for voiceover. What is something new you have learned or want to learn? Post and share suggestions for me. Thank you so much for listening. Be well.